Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Coming up at 8:30, Pepsi Halftime Trivia. We've been doing this all week. We're getting five people qualified this week. Person number four is going to be qualified today by asking you some Pepsi Halftime Trivia. You could win a trip for two to Atlanta with access to an exclusive Pepsi Super Bowl party and a Pepsi Super Bowl festivities and win today's Pepsi prize, which, let's see, today's prize is a Microsoft Xbox Fortnite bundle.
Ooh, did you say that's at 8:30?
8:30.
And right after that, I will totally redeem myself with the best news break of the day.
Oh! Oh, nice. Oh boy! This is a big day.
Nothing gross? Nothing gross?
Nothing gross.
Okay.
Because we're peaking for the week at 9:15, too.
That's
my God,
right.
The best 2 hours of the show are still to come.
Be sure to tune in, everyone, 9 o'clock. We're going to be reviewing The Upside.
Napkin. N-A-P-K-I-N. Napkin is this hour's code word. Text the word napkin to 72881 by the end of the hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is napkin. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. No reason it shouldn't be you. All you have to do is text napkin to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Napkin is this hour's code word. Napkin. All right, I am going to start with The Sopranos, a prequel movie. They're actually talking here about how it's going to go back to where it all ended. I guess that little diner.
That diner.
The little diner.
Don't stop believing.
You know that today is the 20th anniversary of the debut of The Sopranos on TV? Isn't that crazy?
20 years?
20 years ago today. I think the first episode aired. Man, what a show.
I'm too young to remember it.
Oh, shut up. Oh, hush up.
God.
It's incredible how fast 20 years have gone by.
No.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Incredible. So this Sopranos prequel movie, it's called The Many Saints of Newark. They're saying that parts of it are going to look really familiar to fans of the original show. Page Six is reporting that New Jersey's Holston's Ice Cream Parlor and Eatery, that is the actual real-life location of that final scene, that is going to appear in the forthcoming film. The restaurant was the scene where the end happened. They ate their onion rings and Journey started up. And and then we faded to black and everyone went, what? Did my TV just die? What happened? What
so disappointing. I wonder if that's why I noticed on HBO, I watched a couple episodes of Sopranos, if that's why they're putting it back on.
Oh, could be. I don't see... Do you see a release date for this, Hooman?
For The Sopranos?
For the new movie called The Many Saints of Newark.
I'll tell you in a second.
Thank you. So they're saying HBO contacted us to shoot on the location. So this is the same place where they did that final scene. I guess that this place is Holston's.
November 21st,
2018. We're in 19.
That was last year.
Oh, boy. It's already out, guys. let me take another look.
You're scaring me, man. Are we in a time warp?
Hey.
So this Holston's Creamery. They have created a whole cottage industry based on the fact that they were the final scene. Like, they sell all kinds of hats and mugs and T-shirts and et cetera. And I guess they do so much business. Like, they said they don't really even have regular customers anymore. The regulars that they have are like, well, I guess I'll come here after your morning tour buses have left.
Funny.
But people do Sopranos tours, and this is one of the stops on it.
I'm not surprised. You know why I went to Fenton's?
Why is that?
Because of Up.
Oh, really?
I'd never been there.
Fenton's isn't Up? I can't even remember that.
Yeah.
The ice cream place. In the East Bay.
I thought about that, too, because I had never heard of Fenton's. I know it's been around forever. People love it.
But I went there. I was dating some girl over there. I don't even remember now because it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
But it was right after Up had come out, and I went there with some girl I was dating for a minute there, and I was like, oh, so this is the place where they're sitting on the curb in the movie having ice cream. And the blimp is hanging over their heads.
I haven't seen that movie since it came out, I don't think.
The only sort of date I could find was late 2019. So
that's what I see, too.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, so anyway, it's highly anticipated, and this Holston's Creamery is like, yay! We would love to be back in it. We'd love to have renewed interest in our place.
Yeah. Fenton's, I'm seeing, is Piedmont Avenue in Oakland.
Okay. It was good. I liked it.
Have you ever texted to someone, I want to smell you?
I ever texted, I want to smell you? No, I can't.
I didn't say that part, but I am assuming that that's what they're talking about. Oh, well, Jeff Bezos has. Yay, the internet has given us the Jeff Bezos text to his lover.
To his married girlfriend.
Is that right? This is the first I'm hearing it. Did this just break?
Radar Online's reporting it. Yeah, I got it this morning. they have his net worth. It's gone up $7 billion since yesterday. They've got him at $144 billion, so.
Frankly, that's not even kind of dirty.
Yeah, it's not.
He didn't include any of the spots.
I'll give you the whole thing.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
But it's not, you know, frankly, you know, there's.
And who cares?
I've checked it much worse things.
Between two consenting adults, right?
Yeah,
He's not me tooing her, is he?
Not that I know of.
Right,
I mean, they say that these guys are, this is not some fling. They have broken up their respective marriages over this.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make a huge prediction right now.
Okay.
By January of 2020, Jeff and, what's this chick's name?
Lauren Sanchez.
It's going to be over.
By what? 2020?
January 2020. Write that down.
Write it down.
Who are you betting?
Go ahead and write it down. I'm no one's
betting. What's she betting for?
I'll bet.
I say this is forever.
All right. Let's do a $5 bet right now.
All right.
We want prenup. Yeah.
Is there going to be a prenup between him and this new girl?
Well, they're not. There's no talk of marriage yet.
Okay, so what exactly are you saying?
Yeah, what
are
you saying?
I'm saying they're going to be like completely off, broken up.
Bezos and Sanchez.
Over by January 2020.
Over.
So
by
1 year. You give it 1 year.
Yeah, this 1 year fling is almost over.
And then what are you putting down?
$5.
All right.
I say they make it past that. So I get his $5 if they make it to February.
Okay.
No.
So he was sending her text messages and gushing love notes in the spring of last year, months before they announced that they were separated. Although there's some speculation that Jeff Bezos, if you haven't heard, Jeff Bezos and his wife of 25 years, Mackenzie.
What's her name? Oh, Mackenzie.
Isn't it Mackenzie?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So the rumor is they've been separated for a lot longer than people know
about. Well, you'd think that would be the case. You don't just walk away on a whim of 25-year marriage.
Here's a picture. I think this is actually her husband in the background here. He's a talent agent, Patrick something or other. In one message, because I love to read people.
Wow, he's pretty good looking.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
He looks like Harrison Ford.
Patrick Whitesell.
Whoever he is, he looks like Harrison Ford. He's pretty handsome.
Here's another picture of him. That's the four of them. I think that's from last year, that particular picture.
Although that's very different.
They were apparently all at a Golden Globes party this past weekend together.
That may be Harrison Ford behind him that I was looking at. Look behind Bezos.
I know. I was
thinking
that is.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, so the picture, the first picture is just a little close up there. Oh, my God. That's so funny. That might actually be him.
The husband's the guy on the left
there.
Yeah,
this is the guy on the left.
Okay, so in the photo you handed me, that probably is Harrison Ford.
That's so funny.
So he's the co-CEO of William Morris alongside Ari Emanuel.
Yeah, he's a huge. Talent agent. So,
You
know, it's not like she was hurting for money or anything. She's going to continue to be rich, I guess. So here's some of the text messages. I don't have too many, unfortunately. Can I get some sexy music?
Ooh.
This is from Jeff Bezos to his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. I love you. Alive Girl.
Alive Girl?
Alive Girl?
I love you, Alive Girl.
What does that mean?
What?
What's that mean?
Well, you lost
she's
me
alive.
Already.
She's just alive. I love you, Alive Girl.
As opposed to, like, the woman he's married to?
Dead.
That's
yeah,
dumb.
Dead girl. That must be
who
dead
knows
girl.
What weird things are happening between people. Okay, go
I
on.
I love you. Come on.
Okay.
Turn down a little bit. It's pretty loud. I don't like to have to talk too loud when I'm talking sexy. I love you, Alive Girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes. Very soon.
Your eyes.
Soon. Pretty soon. In another one, he wrote, they call him the horn dog billionaire. That's
what. Oh, Radar, the writer does it?
Yeah. Here we go. I want to smell you. I want to breathe you in. I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. I am in love with you. That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. What's the matter with that?
I love you, Alive Girl. I'm going to show you really soon.
We don't have what she said back?
No, unfortunately. I only have his side of the
combo. That's
kind of
dumb.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is from, looks like May 13th. Hopefully we'll get more.
Yeah, I want to hear what she had to say back.
Oh my God.
Me too.
Want to tell you that I am alive, girl. I'm alive.
I'm alive.
And you show me how alive I am every day with your eyes. I love you too.
So you don't think she could possibly be good what? At the sexy talk?
Did you just not hear me? I'm really good at it.
All right.
Because I like being married. Anyway, let me see. I have a couple things about them here. So there's the sexy messages. It's fun. Jeff and Mackenzie Bezos did not have a prenup, according to TMZ. I don't know how they find this stuff out, but I believe them.
Mm-hmm.
So they are going to split the incredible fortune right down the middle. Nice. And yesterday they were saying it was $137 billion. Today they're saying it's $144 billion. So, you know, by the time they split it up, maybe it'll be more. They're already, if they have the money split between them, because it's their money, everyone, they are tied for fifth richest person in the world. If it's just his money, he's the richest man in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to file divorce documents in Washington. That's community property. They married in 93, 6 months after meeting. He was not a millionaire at the time. He didn't become one until 97. So dreams of being the richest man in the world were far off. Are saying that the division of assets will be very complicated, aside from any cash. They are calling them baronial, which I think means if you own a certain amount, like a baron owns all kinds of land.
Oh, okay.
400,000 acres of property, making them two of the biggest landholders in the whole country. And they say that valuing the land is complicated, and so one of them would have to buy out the other, and you know the land is worth however much. And probably it's not 400, you know, attached acres. It's probably some here, some there.
Can you
house
imagine
here, house there.
Being the lawyers who are just settling in?
I can't wait. This
for
is going to take
three
forever.
3 to 5 years.
It's going
to
be
work.
Their only client, right?
Right. Right. Good for them.
And then they're going to retire,
right?
So he is in a relationship, Bezos is, with former So You Think You Can Dance host Lauren Sanchez. That's the chick that we were reading the, you know, those. That's who he wrote, I love you, I want to smell you, you know, you alive girl. I like alive girl.
I don't get that part.
I love you, alive girl.
And someone had said maybe it's, let's see, spell check maybe, a lot girl. Say a lot girl, say it.
But there's
a
comma.
I love you a lot, girl. Okay.
And a lot is two words.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's I love you.
Typing
alive.
One-handed.
You're
you
so
never
alive.
Know what's going to get sent.
That's true. And with your left hand.
Right.
I mean, come on. So she is a former host of So You Think You Can Dance. You
total
were saying,
surgery victim, in my opinion,
she
from
does
the pictures
look like
I've
her
seen.
Lips at least have been done. And her eyes look kind of jacked up. That picture, is this the one that I handed you?
And the front man, just an aside, which we didn't really talk about when the Golden Globes happened, the frozen foreheads thing is just normal now.
Yeah.
It's every single person that was on that stage. Mm-hmm. Frozen forehead deal.
That's what they got to do.
Okay. You say so.
I know. It's such a strange thing that it's totally normal to get your face all jacked up. Mm. I'm really glad I don't live in that world, you know? Mm-hmm. It must be, and it must actually be hard. Because you got
to be super rich?
No. Look, I mean, for a super rich person, okay. But there's plenty of people struggling who are trying to just sort of keep
young,
up with the look. Right.
Whatever that is.
I don't know. That just seems like not fun.
Or get a really good doctor.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock
Cher
looks pretty
at 70-something.
I know.
Follow her to the doctor one day, everybody. Find out who she's using.
Yeah. She's definitely, I mean, she's, it's clear. I mean, it's very apparent how much work she's had
done.
But
she's a 70-something-year-old woman, right?
Yeah.
You know, who
else?
Same
with Jane Fonda.
I was just thinking of her. You know, the thing about Jane Fonda, and with a lot of these chicks, actually, is right when they get it done, it's like, oh, no, it's over. 6 months later, it's like, holy crap, you cannot be in your 80s. You look amazing. Oh.
Cher
anyway,
is Vinny Cher's 72. Jane Fonda's 81.
Mm. I mean, Cher went the route of not a wrinkle.
Yeah.
Not one.
Not one.
They showed that shot of her in the, what's the ABBA movie?
Oh, Mamma Mia.
Where she's in Mamma Mia 2 or whatever, and she's in the coming attraction. And I just went, wow, not one wrinkle on her.
Yeah.
Just perfection.
She's gone like the route of saying, I am ageless.
Right. So she gets it pulled tight and gets it filled up with, you know, whatever they fill it up with. Cortisone? Silicone?
I don't know what they do. The fillers? I don't know what that is.
I don't even want to know. I just want to get old and ugly like a normal person. I just don't care. Oh, my eyesight's going. I can't even tell that John's getting old and ugly. He looks just as good as he always did. And his eyes are failing too, so I'm sure I look cute. Who cares? But that's what I'm saying. I'm really glad I'm not in that business because it does seem like so much of your worth is based on what you look like. And that's, you know, in real life, that shouldn't really be the case. All right. So anyway, so back to, I don't even know if I'm going to get through this whole story.
You will.
Lauren Sanchez is now dating Jeff Bezos. We just got to hear a little snippet of text conversations between
I want to
them.
Hear her comments back if you get them, okay?
I just told you I am alive. I check a lot of times per day, alive, every time. I love you, alive girl. Anyway, she was, you said she was a newswoman before she, because
yes.
I know her from Extra.
Yeah, she's a reporter, anchor in the LA area.
Yeah, she's
really?
A good-looking girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never seen her before in my life.
She has had a lot of work done.
She definitely
from the early days.
Has some boob things going on. They, you know, she's got those sort of stuck-on boobs looking,
and with the big gap.
But nice body. Oh, Vinny, I have a picture of her somewhere. Here. Let me see if I can find. Oh, here it is. Just she looks like a piece of paper from the side with boobs. Mm-hmm. Piece of paper with boobs. But clearly, you know, she must be a dancer if she's judging. So You Think You Can Dance. So she's, you know, in great shape. A little hottie.
She's got the mangled lip thing going, though.
I know. It does look very stung. They are saying in this particular story that Lauren and Jeff Bezos did not start dating until after they'd legally separated from their current spouses. But these texts call that into question because they're from the spring, and I think that the separations were in the fall. Although we'd heard rumors that the Bezoses had separated long before they ever made anything public. The interesting thing here is that, you know, couples have couple friends, and these guys were, Lauren and her husband and Jeff Bezos and his wife, were close couple friends. They
well, it's clear
did a lot of things together. And
Bezos is Amazon, I should say. Because it could be the couple, not just him. They are clearly trying to get into the entertainment industry.
Yes.
So they have entertainment industry friends. Mm-hmm. No surprise there.
I forgot about this. I read this morning. In 2016, she founded Black Ops Aviation, the first female-owned aerial film and production company.
This is Lauren.
This is Lauren Sanchez.
She is apparently a pretty accomplished pilot.
Correct.
So what did she? She founded her own aviation company,
Black Ops Aviation.
Yeah. Wow.
I wonder if that was funded by Bezos.
Oh.
Well. I mean, they definitely have money in their own relationship too. I mean, he's a co-founder of William Morris. Is that the
husband?
Yeah.
What's the husband?
Patrick.
Name? Patrick. Yeah.
Yeah. Whitesell.
Patrick Whitesell. Yeah.
So, you had lunch with him, Hooman?
He's super high. Like he could be one of the top 10 most powerful people in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. The guy's such a big deal.
Is the answer no then?
Yeah, the answer is no. Okay.
Yes. You know many answers like that.
Yeah, I mean, well, I just said no.
You can't ever give Hooman a yes and a no.
I know. All right.
All right, anyway, if I get any more text messages, I'll be sure to read them.
Yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she has emerged for the first time since lung cancer surgery. They actually found this, apparently, after she broke her ribs falling. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ruth, hang in there, girl. She was spotted for the first time since undergoing surgery to remove cancerous growths from her lung. They've got her leaving her apartment 9 a.m. yesterday morning looking frail, and I want to say in a wheelchair, and then helped into a waiting car. She is 85 years old. Unclear where she was headed, but she did not go to the Supreme Court. In fact, this is the first time she's ever missed on the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Even when she had, colon cancer in 99, pancreatic cancer in 09. And despite surgeries and recoveries, she did not miss a single day at work.
Wow.
Anyway, this is, it's not great news, but I guess it's good news that they found it when she cracked her ribs. So she's missed the last 3 days on the Supreme Court, something that's never happened in her 25-year career. And her health is, of course, on everyone's mind. And finally.
Yeah.
Netflix says 45 million accounts streamed Bird Box in the first week of release.
You know, I hear people who say they hate it. It was awful, whatever. I liked it.
Yeah, it was all right.
What?
I thought it was okay.
I liked it.
I didn't hate it. I certainly didn't love it. It's okay.
All right. Oh,
man. You didn't love it. Did you love it?
I didn't love it, but I liked it.
You cried.
I watched the whole thing.
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
Well, but see, I don't finish stuff. I leave to go get a snack or go to the bathroom and then never go
back. Get distracted by a calendar.
Because I don't care. I watched that whole thing.
Well, they are saying Netflix has these 45 million accounts that streamed the new Sandra Bullock thriller Bird Box in its first week of release, make it the biggest 7-day viewership for any of their original movies.
Tom, everyone.
Yes,
remember
Tom.
That name.
We have to take their word for it, of course. They keep all their ratings. They don't even release that stuff. They just tell us little things when they want to. They rarely release any actual numbers. Nielsen's been compiling their own tracking data for streaming services. And their number actually does back up Netflix's claim. They say 26 million people watched it in the U.S. alone. And so if that's the case, it is possible. It could have been 45 million overall. Netflix has always dismissed Nielsen's numbers. And I guess Netflix probably would know exactly how many people had watched something, wouldn't would they? Do they
I
have some
so.
Way of telling how where it's streaming to? They are only counting accounts that have watched at least 70% of the movie. So that makes it's pretty impressive, 45 million people. And if each of those people paid $10 to go see it at the movies, that would be 450 million, right?
Right.
But, and obviously more people than that. So if it was streamed 45 million times, that means, like, we watched it with 10 people or 8 people, you know? So even more people watched. Oh my God, 100 million people watched Bird Box, Vinny.
It's pretty good.
It's incredible.
It's not bad. I don't hate it.
All right. Best news break of all time?
Yes, I have read your texts. I am aware of your displeasure, and I will redeem myself next.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Any we're idea ready.
Is Hooman here?
He'll be here in just a second.
Yeah, he needs to get me lined up with caller number 9. So we're about to
I'll
get somebody set for this
Pepsi
halftime trivia.
Where'd he go?
I don't know, but I need him to.
He ran to the men's room. I'll get it. I'll do it.
Okay, you're the best.
Oh, but actually, I can't put it on the screen.
That's okay. Just tell me what line.
Got it.
We can make this work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's back.
He's back. Oh, thank he's God, back. You guys.
He's
oh, my
back,
God.
Everyone. He's
thank
back.
So
thank God. Hooman is back.
The
show revolves around you.
Gosh. All right, listen, if you want to potentially win a trip for two to Atlanta with access to an exclusive Pepsi Super Bowl party and Pepsi Super Bowl festivities and win today's Pepsi prize, pick up your damn phone right now, 800-400-3697. Vinny is going to ask you a question. It's our Pepsi Halftime Trivia. And starting with caller number 9, we're going to let you give it a shot at answering. I've been astounded by these questions. These are not easy questions. They're
this
all about halftime.
This next one's easy.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Easy as could be.
Let's hear it.
Whose halftime performance made Left Shark an instant internet sensation?
Oh, that's an easy one, yeah. All right. We are going to start with which line, guys?
I need a second.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Hold your horses. Hold your horses.
Forbid. You come walking in when you feel like it, and then you yell at us. Jeez.
Sorry you had to duke while we're on the show.
Amber, line 2.
Amber on line 2. Hello, Amber. Go ahead and ask the question again, Vinny.
Whose halftime performance made Left Shark an instant internet sensation?
Oh.
Made what? Left what?
Left Shark.
Left Shark.
Whose halftime performance made Left Shark an instant internet sensation?
Katy Perry?
Katy Perry is
Boom!
The correct answer. And Amber, wow. you have won today's Pepsi prize, a Microsoft Xbox Fortnite bundle, and you are now one of 5 people who are going to be qualified for this trip for two to Atlanta.
Yes. Thank you.
Great. All right. Hold the line,
Never
Amber.
Won anything.
Well, now you do. You can't say that anymore.
You know why I wanted to do that one?
Huh.
So I was reading Baby Shark is a big song at my house.
Oh my
it's huge at my house.
I do not know.
Do, 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 do. Mommy Shark. Do, 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 do,
my
do.
Kid can practically sing it.
Loves
she,
it, right?
She's one.
What
yeah,
is? Where is it from?
Well, it's some. I don't know where it's from. I don't know
I
how
believe
my
it's a Korean educational program of sorts.
Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark. Okay.
I can't wait to hear it. Well, that sounds fantastic.
It's making it onto the charts. When you do the charts next week, you're going to have Baby Shark on
Is
there.
It going to be in the top 10?
I cannot
wait. I
think it broke in at 100.
Oh,
here it is.
Here it is.
Here you go.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo.
Baby shark, shark, doo 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 doo. Mommy shark, doo 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 doo. Mommy shark, shark, doo 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 doo. Daddy shark, doo 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 doo.
Oh, they do bigger hands with each thing.
Watch it when it gets to grandma. Listen to that voice. Now listen to grandpa.
Okay.
Listen to grandpa.
Oh, Grandpa, I love Grandpa.
So Left Shark, so I saw cute. Left Shark, and I went, oh, my God, Baby Shark.
My little baby knows how to say Baby Shark now, but she's like, bah, bah, shy.
You got to get tape of that. I'm going to need to see that.
What's really interesting is the beginning
Grandma
of the song.
Grandma Shark. Grandma Shark.
So
this is the beginning?
Part. Uh-huh.
Let's hear it.
That's it.
Oh.
But she can sing that note.
Ba-da.
And you know, because I do music, I'm like, hold on real quick. I'll go and listen for the note, and she's doing that same note.
And I'm only wishing and hoping that she gets the same thing that Sean has. I'm like,
little perfect
bitch.
But
she's not doing it on purpose, of course. And I want to try to keep on doing it so she...
Farm that.
Right.
Yeah. You got to farm that.
Yeah. I'm trying.
You can train that into them if they have the inclination.
Anyway, baby shark, everyone.
So what is that?
It's a kid thing. Yeah. My kid's totally into it. It plays while we eat dinner all the time.
Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do.
Yeah,
well, it's catchy. It is. Do do, mommy shark, do do. Ooh. Oh, daddy's so manly.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have brought that into your life.
I'm gonna play this at my house all the time. Can I just ask the lady at my house to play it for me?
Absolutely. That's how that happens.
That's what we do.
It's called Baby Shark.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
My sister cheats, so she downloaded it. She actually bought it on her phone and put it on repeat. That way, my daughter loves her most. It's always in her pocket on repeat. So wherever she was walking, that song's in her pocket.
I can't believe you and I haven't talked about this. If we're both living this life
every day.
I
multiple
know.
Times a day, every day, this same song.
415 says, "Shh, I shouldn't have to listen. I listen to you, so I don't have to listen to Baby Shark."
God, I did not realize that Baby Shark had taken over the world.
It is the biggest thing going right now.
2.1 billion views.
Wow. You know, I was just reading some thing where Lady Gaga's what's the
Bad Romance.
That video has only just now passed a billion hits.
Well, this one's
crushing
it.
And now this one is at 2 billion. And I never even heard of it. Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, oh la la, la la, romance.
This story that's not actually the story. Right, thank you. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
And it's going to be the best one ever.
Well, I was trying, and I think I may have thrown off my mojo with Baby Shark. But
Baby Shark.
Thieves have stolen 40 Kindles from an Oakland third grade classroom.
This
Oakland
is a real
third graders
pisser.
At Nikita Gibbs in Nikita Gibbs' classroom were excited to get back to school this week, knowing they had a stack of Kindle Fire tablets waiting for them, full of books and fun applications. Someone broke into the school and stole all of them, all 40 of the devices. And so, as I'm reading the story, it says, district spokesman John Sasaki. That's our dude, right?
Yeah, that's what he left KTVU to do.
All right.
Doot.
He says the kids were extremely disappointed when they found their Kindles were gone.
Yeah.
So the police are investigating.
What are those, like 100 and something bucks a piece?
The value stolen is $5,000.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're trying to do something. I put a call in.
Oh, good. All right. Nearly 97% of the 340 students at the school are from low-income families. Everyone wanted these kids to have these tools to help them learn.
Yeah.
And someone stole them all. So that's a bummer. Here's some good news, though.
Okay.
4 stats that show, I may not do all 4 because I really have limited time and I have a lot of makeup work to do.
Okay.
4 stats that show the world is becoming a better place.
Okay.
Life expectancy continues to rise. So that's good news, right? You're living longer than ever.
Right.
The world population is starting to level off.
Well, that's good news. Mm-hmm. We need that to happen.
In the next 75 years or so, it's expected to stabilize at around 11 billion people.
Jesus.
Well, but at least it's calming the heck down, right?
I guess.
I mean, we all create trash and it's good. I think that's good. Democracy is now spreading, everyone. These are stats that the world is becoming a better place. 30 years ago, about 40% of people lived in democratic nations. Now it's almost 60%.
That's good.
Prior to World War II, it was less than 10%.
Mm.
And global income inequality is way down. I don't know. That's hard to tell people, too. That's a tough one to... Marie Kondo. Oh.
Marie Kondo.
That's the name of the lady, isn't it?
It is, yes.
What lady are we talking about?
The show Tidying Up with Marie Kondo is the show I was telling you about the other day ago, and Bryn goes... I love that show.
So she's like, and you said she's Japanese, and there's a translator with her on the thing, and she just puts these people's lives back in order.
That's correct.
She's very pretty.
She is pretty, yes.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't even know. I've never seen her because the part of the show that I saw was just the people talking about how their life is a mess and whatever. Anyway, she's got full-on way to straighten out your life, including take inventory. One of the first things she has people do is dump all their clothing in one spot.
Yeah, she does that.
Oh, no.
Because once you see how much you have, it's easier to get rid of stuff. So you dump everything into a pile.
Mm.
Declutter in a specific order. Clothes are good place to start because they're relatively easy to let go of. Most people can say, you're right, I haven't worn that in a year.
Right.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's her?
Yeah.
Oh, she is hot.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's she wearing on the bottom there?
Some orange pants.
Maybe
orange dress?
Skirt? I can't really tell.
Well, oh, she's standing behind a table.
Yeah, she's standing behind a table.
I thought she was like sitting on a bed.
She's showing
I'm like,
you how
is
she
that
folds her clothes.
Leg? Yeah, apparently her folding thing is a big deal.
Yeah, it's
people
life-changing.
Are rolling their t-shirts now. And
Look at each thing and ask yourself if it sparks joy in you.
Yeah, she says.
Give joy.
I don't have any joy in really any clothes.
You might find out if you actually poured
yeah,
it out,
maybe.
Dumped it out.
I don't know. My daughter gets so much joy from clothes. Look at the sparkles on this.
Daddy,
so
look.
Into it.
Well, yeah, she
totally
loves
into
it.
You have to hold each item and feel it, and like feel if you have any spark inside. If you grab that red velvet Santa Claus costume.
If I did this, I would wind up with no clothes. I would have no clothes. I don't like my underwear. I don't like my bras. Actually, I do like this one bra.
Don't.
I don't like any of my socks.
You don't like your socks? How does socks make a list of
I don't know.
Things
I
you don't
feel like?
Like?
They're just not the right socks for me or something. Don't laugh.
It's weird.
You're hurting me. Baby shark.
Do 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 do. Baby shark. Do 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 do.
The earworm.
Baby shark. A guy in England posted on Reddit last week about a massive problem he created for himself. He has a girlfriend, but he's been cheating on her with one of his coworkers.
Uh oh.
And he was planning to dump his girlfriend and propose to the coworker. Unfortunately, on New Year's Eve, he was out with his girlfriend at a party where other people were proposing, and he was so drunk that he got swept up and proposed to the girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Not his side piece, the one he really
the one
loved,
he loves,
the one
right.
he wants to propose to.
Now what's going to happen?
No.
So
he
once he
out
sobered
the side
up,
piece and...
he went on Reddit and said, how do I unpropose? Kent, now I'm asking you, Sarah Clark.
Yes.
The decider of many things. How does a person unpropose?
Well, the only real way to do it is to sit someone down and say, I was drunk, I do not love you, and I want to break up. Does this suffice as a non-proposal? Does this rescind the proposal that I put forth in my drunken state on New Year's Eve? Because I'm meaning it to you, and I'm just making sure that you understand.
I know how to do it.
Man up. How about get a pair of balls and admit to the girlfriend that you're done with her? How about that?
I have an idea. The only way to do it
is
to bring that person into another huge public gathering and say, I do not propose.
I rescind my proposal
publicly.
That's awful.
I would not like to marry you.
I would like to,
I would not like to marry you.
Well, this person who went on Reddit and explained his situation got absolutely slashed for his nonsense.
Yeah.
They were like, you are an idiot.
You're a
They
jerk.
Gave him total crap. And so his response to all the hostility was... And he went back on and wrote this. He's decided that he is going to marry his girlfriend. He's going to dump his side piece and quit his job where the side piece
works.
I've known my girlfriend longer, and my mom gave me a call saying she's happy, and I don't want to disappoint my mom. And so, yeah, this marriage is going to be great.
Oh, my God.
Think that's going to work out?
No.
All right.
Do you?
No, I do not. Nope.
I do not do 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 do. I do
not
do 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 do. What is it again? I do not do 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 do.
You have to listen to this all day at your house?
Mommy shark.
We don't have to. We choose to.
You choose to listen to the song.
Someone just texted us. Hey, Brent.
Yes.
Somebody just texted us a metal version. I sent it to you and Vinny.
Awesome.
The metal version. Oh, my God. This is going to be the big song at our house this weekend. I just know it.
You're going to do it?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We're going to do a punk rock version. We're going to do a country version.
Oh. So wait a minute. Is that the whole song? Funny. They just go mommy, daddy,
what
baby?
What happens after they name all the grandma, grandpas and everything? Yeah. Then what happens? Do they eat? They catch the
In my house,
it
restarts.
It goes,
that's what happens.
It's the end, I think. It
says that's the end. That's the end.
Yeah. Let's go hunt? I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're going to go hunt and kill the baby shark and all that.
Let me look it up.
It then doesn't we'll matter. Eat. It just restarts. That's what kids do. No, not shark.
There's a runaway part. Let's go hunt is right. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Let's go kill the family. That's what they're saying. Hey, guys.
Baby
shark. Let's go kill the family.
And then they say, run away. Run away.
Oh, my God.
And the next one is.
They're going to eat you.
It's the end.
Yeah, it is the end for that whole family. That shark family you got so attached to, it's over for them. They got hunted and eaten. Okay? Thank you.
Our text.
Sorry,
numbers.
Kids. Best news break ever.
All right. I'll redeem myself tomorrow. Damn it. God. How did I let that happen? Sorry. The baby shark thing was on my mind.
Great. I can't believe they hunted him.
I didn't know that Bryn was going to be like, yeah, that's I'm in my house too. I didn't know.
It's his daughter's first words.
I didn't know. Let's see here. Oh, 408 says, did you guys get a look at the surfer who was attacked by the shark? I told you guys this yesterday.
Yeah.
And someone just north of Santa Barbara was attacked by a shark like at 10 o'clock in the morning out for a surf. I think bit him on the feet.
Mm.
The story I heard is he was kicking it in the face and it just swam away.
Oh.
But he, and now I can imagine anything bites you. I've had an otter just swim past my feet. Just the
whoosh
of
the
water.
All right.
And man, that otter was 20 feet long, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So this guy said
in
this
your
shit.
Mind
right?
It
well,
was.
I mean, come on. It felt like a wave. I mean, it was huge. It was so scary. And then it was an otter popped up with a little starfish. And I'm like, why, you mother. Anyway, the point is the guy said it was like an 18-foot shark. I don't know if that's true. That's big.
Yeah.
That's
So it's probably like the size of an
I don't know, but
he nibbled on his toe.
But he kicked it off his foot and was able to get to shore, and he's okay. But this person apparently has seen him and says, I can totally picture him as Clyde saying, whoop-ah.
Dude, this thing was at least 18 feet long. Like somewhere between like 18 inches and 18 feet. Whoop-ah. It went by me. I could feel like the swirl of the water. I thought to myself, oh my God, that's either an otter or that's a shark.
Right.
And then when it clamped down on my foot, I was all like, I'm going to kick you right in the face, brah. I'm kicking you right in your shark face. What are you daddy shark?
Hey,
are
Vin, you
just
you
baby
hear
shark?
The metal version of baby
yeah!
shark?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Wait, did you listen to it first?
I did.
Okay.
It's pretty legit.
Right.
It's actually surprisingly good.
Where's the do-do-do-do part?
It's coming.
Okay. Oh yeah. I love this. Grandpa Shark, get to the part where they hunt down the family and kill them. Oh, this must be the hunt.
It's safe.
Drink their blood.
Safe at last. That's also part of the song. Say because it's a runaway, and then safe at last. It's the end.
I know too
much about this stuff.
Yeah. Yikes!
So you're telling me the family survives? That's good news for the kids who are into them, I guess.
All right, tune in tomorrow when I redeem myself for the news breaks I've committed today. Thanks.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.